Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go,
let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go, we getting ready for the RV, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be deceived. It's blessed if I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD, reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
All right. Good morning.
morning, TNT. How you guys doing from this fabulous, fabulous weekend that you had, that you was all excited about? I'm still excited. I should be. But anyway, we'll see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Ray,
right.
What's going on? All right.
See
ya.
Yeah. An update went out for Saturday. Saturday update said representatives decided to postpone its session on the budget law until next Saturday, March 27th at 1 o'clock p.m. That was it as far as weekend updates.
That was it. Well, next Saturday it is. I mean, I wasn't mad when I read it. I don't know about you guys. But if they do it on Saturday, that is one great birthday gift for me. Considering my birthday is Sunday, my birthday, because it's my whole birthday month, just so we understand. We haven't forgot that part. But if they do it on Saturday, Sunday is going to be a great day for us to throw a worldwide party, I think. You know, what's the possibility of them doing it on Saturday? Only God knows. We have no reason, no information, or nothing saying that they absolutely 100% are going to do it on Saturday. We just don't. You know, all the argument and speculation and all the news articles all say it can be done. But they also say it could have been done last Saturday. It just wasn't. Because just like I've been telling you guys for 10 years now, 15 years from now, right at the end, not that it's going to be confusing, but somebody else wants another little slice of the pie. Somebody else wants to change things. They had a signed agreement on Friday. Everybody signed off on it. They didn't make the announcement. And in the hours in between there, some people decided they were going to change their mind and they wanted a little bigger slice of the pie, or they wanted to change it. And so it broke down, and they said, all right, there's so many people want something else now, because when one person asks for something, somebody else wants something, and even though everybody just signed off on this thing, so they threw it to next Saturday, but we'll see what happens. The agreement is still in place for the most part. Everybody's just trying to see that last little slice they can get. Just we'll live with it. Hopefully it doesn't go to the 1st. Hopefully it goes to the 27th, and we're in. Banks still think it's going to be this weekend. Absolutely. As of this morning, Ray has rates. Should he choose to divulge those? Okay. All right. But before we get started with Q&A, just so we know, in case we got to cut out some questions, somebody sent me a text, guys, and I didn't answer them. But I know it's a lot of people feeling that way. So I'm actually going to read it to you so we can get this part out the way and I can explain some things to you. Real quick. So it says, why when you post on Twitter that the naysayers come out in force and keep saying that all this continued delays is part of a scam and is never going to happen? The aspect is that like the others who listen to the call are all on edge waiting for this RD to happen, and it's now 12 years. Then it says, do you really believe this is going to happen before the end of the month? I want you to reply with something, please, because I think we're all asking, is this or will this really happen even after 12 long years? And then it says, we need this. But, okay. So, I'm going to tell you guys, I didn't answer it. because I can't answer every single text. I surely can't answer every negative text and reconvince each individual that this thing is real or not real. I'm not even going to take my time to do something like that. We've been doing this for 12 years, 15 years. Nobody, and I can guarantee it all my life, nobody, greatest noise in the background, wants this to be over with more than I do. You know, no single person on this earth wants this to be over with more than I do. That's how I feel, believe it. Now, I feel that way because just like this person wrote this to me, just like idiots come out and have something to say every time we text it or give you the updated information, two things I think that, first of all, why are you listening, paying attention, or even responding to some idiots? And why do those idiots continue to follow Tony or listen to me or listen to the call or listen to Ray or anything else? If that's how they feel, then why do they continue doing that for 10 to 12 years? Those are two things you got to think about. Is that the idiot I want to listen to? No. As I understand everybody's frustration, I'm frustrated. Been that way for years. But yet, Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, here I am. Just as frustrated as everybody else, wanting this to be over with, wanting to go on with life. But here I am. So, we know that, what was it? Jeez, I can't even think who it was, man. BBC did an article on me. Iraq did the article on me. This biggest scam. If that's what you think or believe, you should have left a long time ago. I'm telling you that, and I can't get any other way to it. I don't know how one person or individual can scam the whole globe, especially not for 10 or 15 years. I mean, who does that make sense to? That somebody wouldn't have done something about it by now, if that was in fact true. But I don't even know of one country, much less Iraq or the U.S., England, would let a scam of this caliber go on for 15 years. Does that make sense to anybody? No. I don't know why 10 of the top 50 banks, if not more, a list of 70 banks that we have, would be involved in this, would be training their people in this, would be setting up exchange locations, call centers, everything else, all across the country, that multiple bank locations and everybody's informed about if it was a scam that Tony was running, more or less, or that the government was running, or that all banks would be just involved in a global scam that we don't know who is running, even though I take all the credit for it or all the effort for it or all the blame for it, how you look at it. It's all Tony's game. But my God, I wish I had the power to do something of this caliber, which I surely don't. But here's my point, guys. You've been in it long enough. You have the information yourselves. You have the information. How do I know? Because I gave it to you. Because a lot of other gurus gave it to you. All over the internet, if you're looking at it in a sensible way. The only thing that is not there, the only thing, is the date and moment that this is going to happen. All the other facts are there, the figures are there, all the other pieces are there that can tell you this is a logical situation that must make sense, that must happen. We just don't know when. So what I can tell you is to do what I have to do every day. And I mean every day. Because I get phone calls every day. I get information every day. I don't take it with a grain of salt. I take it as serious as it is given to me and from the people who give it to me, and know that everybody is trying to get this to go through who ushers with. We just don't have the power to do it. We have to wait until it's done. So, again, in the meantime, in between time, then let's get all the other knowledge that we can get and be prepared for when it does happen to make it 100 times better than they ever expected us to. To make it meaningful last 10, 15 years. Because believe it or not, a lot of people didn't make it. A lot of people have passed away along the way who actually firmly believed in this and were waiting for it to happen. And I know, because I know some of them. And I mean, I know some of them who have passed away were waiting for this to happen. They did prepare for their family, though, so thank God for that. My point is, we're this close. Whether they vote on Saturday or they don't, let's hope God they do. Whether it happens on Saturday or it happens on April the 1st or something, we know that's what they're pushing for. We know everybody's ready to get this over with. We know their budget doesn't work. Their citizens will not be happy if it doesn't happen after they announce the budget. All these countries that they're trying to get involved in with this whole deal with China is based on the new rate. Now they're saying they're going to start in the 1st of April. We're going to see. This whole deal today they're putting out with all the Arab countries, Africa, telling everybody to come in, bring your resources, be part of the projects. We need as many people as we can. They can't do that without money. They're saying it's going to happen in April. So, again, everything is pointing towards this thing being at the end. We just have to ride it out. But I'm telling you guys, you cannot listen to idiots who are consistently idiots. I'm telling you, see, what is the definition of insanity? Everybody already know it. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Well, these idiots, I don't understand. They keep coming on complaints, not stopping anything, because I'm not in control of it. So, I mean, what do you want me to do? I just ignore them. Only thing I can tell you guys is what I've always said. Let them talk. Let them laugh. They get to laugh now. We get to laugh a lifetime. They get to be negative. We get to be positive. And every week they don't do it, we get to buy more currency and become richer when the process happens. And that's what we should go on. Okay? So, I know the people who send me this stuff aren't really negative themselves. I know they're asking the question. I know everybody goes through it. But what I'm telling you, I can't answer individual questions, comments, emails, because I get it all, and everybody wants me to convince them as an individual this is going to happen. I can do it here on this call. I can tell you what I would tell you as an individual. I can't respond to all you guys who want me to call you personally and convince you or your group or this that, you know, is going to happen. I can't control it. I know all around the world, I shouldn't say that, and it sounds even crazy, to think Tony controls this, but I don't control it. I do get the information, pass it along, and let's go with it. I think we are the best opportunity, not only for you to find out if and when it's happening, but what to do when it actually does. So we got the negative again, and I say negative with people telling you that you need trust in order to go to the bank, that you need to go to this location and give them your money and come back in 3 days. Just asinine stuff. And, again, we'll go through that. And just so you guys know, I know, because Ray hasn't said nothing in like a couple years. He said, for, because he usually didn't like me to cuss on these calls. But I know I've been doing a lot, because I'm just as frustrated as you are. I'm just as tired as you are. And I'm ready to get this over with. But guess what? We're going to fight the good fight. We're going to go through it. We're going to get you all the information that we can get you. And we're going to be here to the end. All right. If that's it, Ray, let's get this party started.
Okay. TP40, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. TP40 says, it appears to me that there is not a lot of info coming out about deleting the 30 notes. Also, not a lot of talk about lower denoms. That being said, what is giving us the confidence that the new rate coming out will be the rate needed to add substantial value to the dinar and not just a rate previous, like 1166 or whatever?
I think that's a good question. What do you think, Ray?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's some some meat to it.
All right. It's a good question. Guys, they're not talking about the lower denoms rate things because they already have. They're not talking about it because the people have already been educated and ready to go. What they are talking about, and some people have it confused, unfortunately, they're talking about reinstating the rate, everything else right now. They're talking about the 1190, the 1250. Articles today said, hey, look, we'll even take 1300. But reinstate that because of the effect that changing to the 1450 has had on their economy. It's kind of, you know, distraction, but to let the people know they're going back. This is so close right now, and in what they're doing, people are actually coming out talking about, parliament members, talking about the rate is already set. The budget is already set. Now you guys are just fumbling and bumbling and trying to get some publicity, trying to get the citizens to be on your side, saying you caused the rate to change. Now all you're doing is making political moves for the vote that's set in October. Because they see, especially this week, if that's what's going on right now. Because everybody knows in the end the agreement's going to be the agreement, just pushing it to the date. And they're just trying to use this as political fodder. This is what I can tell you guys gives me the confidence. Okay. And that is the fact that I am talking to several different banks who have different rates on their screen who are being taught what rate they're going to pay us at. They're not doing that for the fun of it. Banks aren't preparing their people to do these exchanges and locations again for the fun of it. They're changing it because it's the reality. They know who controls it, and they know what it's going to come out at. We're not supposed to know. All the information that you're seeing in articles, news, and everything, that doesn't tell you that, and it's not supposed to. We have the inside track. The rest of the world doesn't. That's why you're not seeing it. It's supposed to be a surprise, just like it was every other country, every time they reevaluated their currency. They all said they weren't going to do it. They all said their rate was fine. And then they wake up in the morning and boom, they got a new rate. Because that's the only way it works without everybody taking advantage of the situation. Okay? Hopefully I answered that question.
Okay. Pink Shell is celebrating her birthday today. She says she turned 70 on the day and want us to play the birthday song for Pink Shell. Happy 70.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Pink Shell.
Right. Happy Onyx birthday, 55. Young lady.
Okay. Onyx 55 says, I am confused about the budget. You mentioned some time ago Iraq had done everything in order for the RV to take place. Are we waiting for the budget to be passed in order for the RV to happen?
Okay. CBI has said for the last 2 years, the last 6 months, last 2 months, and forever, they will not change the rate until the budget is signed off. They will not change the rate until the budget is signed off. Now, all the argument today, yesterday, last 3 weeks or since the rate was changed is that Parliament wants the rate changed back. Parliament wants to vote on changing the rate back. Certain people in the Parliament who think they have the power and authority to change the rate. There's others who are telling them, you simply don't have that power. We can't vote on something that we can't do. Only the CBI can change the rate. They said they're not going to change it until you pass the budget. Well, guess what they're saying this morning? In case you guys haven't seen it yet, they're not going to pass the budget unless the rate is changed. Now, how asinine is that? Well, that's what they're threatening. Until you change the rate back, we're not going to vote on the budget. Now, some of the MPs are saying that. And we don't really care. As long as they get the majority vote, then that's what we're looking for. CBI is the only one who has the authority. Now, will they bend to their will? I don't know. And change it before? They said they're not. They told the IMF, the World Bank, they went. All this is part of the process to build back up their reserves, to get people to use the bank so it'll make sense to change the rate at that time. So there is a method to the madness, whether it's taking longer than the initial 30 days they thought it would take, and it takes 60 days is what we're waiting to see. But according to the CBI, they will not change the rate until the budget is passed. That's why we're waiting for them to pass the budget. Now, how long after the budget passed is what we don't know. 2 minutes, 2 days, 2 weeks. Even though the rate is on the screen, our banks think it's going to happen this weekend. That's what they're being told this morning, yesterday. This next weekend, it is going to go through. But, and I clarify that, so you guys don't get up too high. It can happen. But they were told the same thing last weekend, but it didn't go through. But I'm more positive than I am negative that time is running out on them. The people aren't going to put up for it much longer, especially living in poverty the way they are, when they know the price of oil is up. They are making money. Why not change the rate? Plus, we don't know the rest of the plan. Is it plan to take it to Tony's birthday so we can have a big party? Or is it to take it to April the 1st? We're still going to have a big party. And I'm still going to consider it a birthday gift. I don't care whatever they do. But let's go with that. All right, what's next?
Jim and KC. Question after Saturday's tweet. What is your Treasury guy telling you about the postponement? Either the U.S. has not given permission for Iraq to RV, or that they have given permission, but Iraq wants to postpone it until Ramadan or April the 1st. What is the rationale for either?
I don't know, because they haven't told me either. Talked to them yesterday, and they still thought there was a possibility it could happen. So I haven't been able to get any information this morning. But just like on Saturday, when I get it, I will let you know. So we're going with the banks right now by the end of the week. I think they're going to be on the same page. They were on the same page last week. So I don't know what the rationale is, but that's what I've been explaining to you guys so far this morning, the reasons that it could be. Well, we'll have something definite in a minute. I'm actually waiting for a call, so we'll see if it comes through. All right, Fred?
All right. NWN. I have developed a concern recently. I have been noticing the frequency with which bank employees, i.e. managers and officers, move about to different banks and jobs. After I develop a banking relationship with my wealth manager and have gained confidence and trust in their skills and attitude, what do I do if they decide to move on to a new location, since they will be involved in helping me manage the funds that I place at that banking facility? I'm trying to maintain privacy and anonymity.
Well, you have two options, as I can see it. Either you move with them or you get a new wealth manager. That's it. It could be the same bank, same location. I mean, it's the only two options I know of. Move with them to your new location or get a new wealth manager where you are. Okay?
New Money 28 says, in your opinion, who or what entity can make the decision that there will be no more room for negotiations in the Iraqi parliament concerning the budget? They are handling voting on the budget. Oh, the way they are handling voting on the budget can go on for months.
I don't know that there is one single final authority, because they don't have a dictator anymore. They're trying to have a democracy. And the problem with it is, even in their attempt to have a democracy, they still have so much corruption that Al-Kazimi is fighting. You know, he's like a man on the island trying to fight corruption all around, and slowly but surely he's gaining on them, or getting control of it. But there is no one person says, hey, this is it. Because it has to be a consensus. Because they have to have factions agree. And now the Shiites and Sunnis are arguing over something, and the Kurds, well, actually they're arguing about the Kurds. So I don't know any one thing that can make them agree except for the people. So again, if the people started demonstrating countrywide instead of just certain provinces, I think they would let them know it's time to make a decision. And with that, then even the U.S. would put the pressure on them to say it's time to make a decision. You guys make a decision, live with it, and whatever you don't get, go after it next year's budget, but it's time to move on. So we'll have to wait for something like that to happen, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we'll go to Q&A, live members on the call. 404 area code, you are first.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again,
hi there.
Appreciate all of your information and helping us connect the dots here. In the opening monologue, your comments talking about, Tony, that the banks are thinking it will be this week by the end of the week, by Saturday, like, given that parameter, what kind of schedule are the bank personnel at the exchange centers, call centers, what are they operating under? Are they on high alert themselves? And of course, we're always
talking
about Texas.
Is not there. We are not there. Not yet, anyway. But everybody else is still in place. And they think anything can happen. Going by the schedule that they put out for a Saturday, I don't think anything can happen. Even though the Kurds did not go back to Kurdistan, they're still in Baghdad. Everybody's supposedly still discussing it, but I don't see anybody having any meetings. They're just, in Parliament, but they are discussing it. But bank personnel is still there. They still have them on schedule.
And coming in very early in the morning and staying late at night?
Yep, 6 to 11.
Okay. Your comment about the fact that the Kurdish delegation still seems to be hanging in Baghdad, and the fact that Parliament was saying we'll be doing this on Saturday, what are your folks saying that they might say, decide to have Parliament earlier on just to get this thing over with? Are they saying that as a possibility to kind of sneak it in and it would happen prior to Saturday?
They're not seeing it as a possibility, but they're prepared for it. That's why the banks are still there. If there is an agreement, it will just go ahead and vote, because they had a signed agreement on Friday. Everybody had signed off on it. But that's what happens when everybody signs off. And somebody said, well, I want something else in. Is that easy? And, I mean, they should sign off and 15 minutes later and make the announcement. Have it over with. Because any time they give them a couple hours or something for something to change, for somebody to say, like, I can get something else or we're not going to vote. But anyway, I do think we have to come to an end. And according to what they're telling the other countries, and we go by that, when they're asking them to come in and get started, this is the first of April. So I'm thinking we're going to be concluded by then. Because they know none of them are coming in until the budget is done, the money is flowing, and the rate has changed.
Right. Very good. Well, I'll fall for the line that you had given under your breath, Tony, saying that Ray has the rates should he choose to divulge. I'm curious, Ray, are you going to choose to divulge at some point during this call? And if so, I'd say please, for all of us who are curious.
Piece of cake. They're the same rates.
Okay.
Just
curious.
The same ones that we gave the last time. Nothing new.
Okay.
Dinar. One second, and I'll read it. How about that?
I've got it written down for the last umpteen years. You know, but it's like, okay. You know, what are you sharing here? So appreciate it.
Okay. Zim, 0.0000011. This is what a bank was given over the weekend. Dinar, $3.71 to $5.71.
Okay.
Dom, 47 cents to $2. Rupiah, $1.08. Rial, $3.22. They did not give the Afghani, but it's been pretty much the same for the longest time, $2.39, if memory serves me correctly.
Right, right. And the Zim, they've stopped doing the range. They're just saying now that all the six zeros and the 11 not going up to 33
well,
cents.
Well, that's what
like
this
that.
Bank gave left. Over the weekend.
Right,
the different banks give us different variations of the same thing, basically, but another bank could tell us today 11 to 33 on the Zim. So.
Right. Great. Well, we know, I'm doing the day counting here, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. And I would certainly hope that this pink slip for 610 is getting ready to be issued very, very soon. So fingers crossed on that. Money coming to us Monday. I'd like to think that, too. And thanks again, guys, for all you do for us. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, can you hear me?
512.
Good morning.
We're on.
Yes, good morning, guys. I have a couple of questions. I know you guys have said over the years that Iraq would be ahead of us on this thing when the RV goes, but is there any way that they could pull the trigger here and not let it out of the bag right away for us? Or as soon as the trigger is pulled here, we'll know right up front.
Okay. Let me get a clarification. You want them to pull the trigger here for the people in Iraq and not let them know, or pull the trigger here for us and not let the people in Iraq know? What are you asking?
Can they pull it here and we not know, even though Iraq has done everything they needed to do?
Well, yeah, because the server is in Houston, Texas.
Right.
Okay? But they're not going to do it without the Iraqi people knowing about it. What would be the purpose?
Yeah. I understand that. I just remember you guys saying something about it could go, and then they would have a celebration for several days before anything would happen here. And so I was just trying to get clarification on how that
Well, that could still happen. It was just like that. They would do it, and they're saying it right now. They've been saying it all last week. Even my guy said some people are getting one-to-one. Don't ask me how. If not throughout the whole country, or we would know about it, and they wouldn't be putting out all these false statements that the rate had already changed one-to-one for everybody. But they're having they're creating different dollar rates right now. Today's article is about creating a new rate. A new dollar rate is what it says, just for drugs. So if you're buying drugs, pharmaceuticals, things like that, the rate is different from buying bread and water. They want to create a separate rate for that, just like they did for some other things coming in. So it could be that one-to-one. My guy here said his rate showed up on his card, last week at, I don't know if I even tell you guys, at 571. But it showed up, but it was supposed to go last week, too. It was supposed to go on Saturday, too. It still didn't.
Uh-huh.
So some things are a little premature than others, but we know it's coming. They know it's coming. It just hasn't been released to everyone yet.
Okay. And then just a thought. Like, are you able to verify any of the information that you get from your inside track? Or are your inside track considered information straight from the horse's mouth?
Am I able to verify information I'm getting from my inside tracks?
Or are your inside tracks considered to be that straight from the horse's mouth, as people used
to
say?
Yeah. My inside tracks are straight from the horse's mouth, as they are people at the Treasury, and as they at the Treasury mean they work there. This is what they do. When I see there are people at the bank, it means they work there. This is what they do. They're in charge of exchange locations. They're in charge of call centers. They're looking at the bank screen, or they are exchangers themselves, and this is the process. So I can't get it any more direct than the people who are actually doing it.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. Just double check it. Thank you for taking my question.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. 202 area code. You are on.
Hello there. How you doing today?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
And yourself.
Yeah, this is Norman from D.C. and Scott Neck, North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, here for the town. Yeah, I'm looking at trust and also looking at a private family foundation. It's a little bit confusion when it's talking about that type of foundation and another type of foundation. Which one's the best one to get into?
Learn about both, and then it will be easy for you to make that decision. Foundations are different, and they're all charities, but they do function differently. So you have to look at all the parameters for both types that you are considering, and then go with the one that best fits what you like and how you can adapt to it.
All right. Because it was so confusion, and I got a little lost. Now, wait, I have to get an attorney to do that?
No. No, you just need somebody who knows what they're doing. There's a lot of people that know what they're doing with charitable organizations and entities. They're not attorneys. So you don't need an attorney. You may want to go to one, but if I went to an attorney, I would go to one that specializes in that. I wouldn't just go to any attorney just because they're an attorney. You'd be surprised around.
Yeah,
they don't know any more than you know in that division.
I know not to go to a criminal attorney for that, but I'm trying to find what type of attorney I should be looking for then.
One that specializes in charities, tax-exempt division. If you're just hung on an attorney, then I would want one that at least has a specialty in that area.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, that answers my question then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You're the same now. A happy birthday
okay.
to you.
Okay. 209 area code, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, and thank you. My first question was answered about the budget. My second question, CIA answered for me or asked, but I did have a question about before the quarter, what coming up to the end of the quarter for them, and I know in past conversations, it was always spoken about they would like to get done before the end of a quarter. If this goes into April 1st, are you thinking they're waiting to start the new quarter?
Well, I don't know if that is their purpose or not, or if they couldn't have just said, we'll move the vote to April the 1st instead of March the 27th. I don't see, I want to say I don't see it. I guess I don't. The reason or rationalization behind keep stretching it out 1 week at a time when you know you're going to April the 1st. They could just say that, and we all could just live with it, say they're not going to vote again until the 1st, just like they said 30 days. So I don't know that that's their purpose in trying to reach the quarter. As I've always said, the closer it gets to the end of the month, the more sense it makes to wait until the 1st. And not that it's even a quarter, but instead of changing in the middle of a banking month, it just makes accounting sense to start off clean and fresh. So I don't know what the real purpose is. I know they're telling everybody. They got everybody excited. They're saying they're going to do something. And everybody except for Texas believes them.
Well, I'm beginning to believe that Texas is smart. And I'm not a Texan. Okay, so if they do the vote on the 27th, and you said it could happen immediately after that vote, or it could go in for 2 days, that would put us before the quarter. And then I would think they wouldn't want to wait for the new quarter. They'd want to get it done, correct?
I was just saying something. There's nothing there. I said it could happen 2 minutes after, 2 hours after, or 2 days after. We don't know. As soon as it becomes law, that could be why they're doing it on Saturday. They could announce it, put it in the Gazette, make it law, and Sunday could be a great day. That's the parts we don't know.
Well, if it happens on your birthday, you know what? You deserved it for all the hard work you and Ray have done. And so let Ray enjoy your birthday with you if it comes on your birthday. So thank you guys for everything. I'm out.
Just okay. So you know, you. Ray don't share his birthday with me. What makes you think I'm going to share mine with him?
Because this is a special event, and you should share it with your brother. And you're not a selfish person. So. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay.
Bye. 281 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Greetings.
How you guys doing today?
Fantabulous.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, good. Can't complain. I do have some questions today. Just to get a little bit more clarification. Let me see. All right. So, in your opinion, Tony, do you feel that they could do the rate first before the budget is approved? I know what they're saying, but everything they've been saying has never, all these years, been accurate to the point to where we can depend on that. So is it a possibility that they could change that rate and then the budget?
So let me ask you a question, though, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm going to just prove a point. The rate used to be 1190, right?
Right. That was going to be my next
remember
question.
Remember that?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The rate was 1250, right?
1250, 1190, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it went to 13, and now it's 1450, right?
1460, yeah.
1460. So what does that mean? That means they've changed the rate already four times without the budget.
Right.
So can they change the rate? Yeah, they already did it four times. But they're not going to change it to what we want until after the budget. Yes, CBI can change the rate whenever they want to. They're showing you that. They've done it four times. Parliament didn't do that. CBI did that.
Okay.
That shows everybody they have the authority. Parliament is saying right now, we don't like that you did that, and they're saying too bad. Nothing you can do about it. We did it. We had a reason for doing it. IMF agreed. World Bank agreed. Nothing you can do about it. So when the CBI says we're not going to change the rate until you approve the budget, that is their option. They are determining that. They can change it anytime they want. They've already shown us that because they changed it four times already.
So let me ask you, what, in your opinion, would be a reason why they would not want to change it again to what we need it to be? Because people would have a...
Now, that's a great question. That's a great question. No, they don't want to change it until all the protections that are in the budget and the new laws go into effect.
Okay.
We're not going to change the rate. You guys not vote on the budget. All those protection things that we said were in there are going to take place on the first, don't take place, and now Iran gets the robbers blind. Because all you corruptors get to keep doing what you were doing because you never made law. You never made the changes law.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they do that? They won't. And they're saying we're not going to until all those things are law. They're all in the budget. Now we can safely change the rate and know that our money is being protected because it's now transparent. We have new laws in place, new restrictions in place, and people are watching the flow of the currency. Why? Because it's no longer dollars. Now it's digital, and we can control it. That's why they're not doing it.
Should we ignore the articles that are coming out lately about them wanting the I don't know, whoever is printing these articles about the rate being 1200 again or 1190? Should we ignore that?
I ignore it for two reasons. Okay. Mm-hmm. I ignore it. Now, I know they're saying it publicly because that's what they have to do. Tell the people we're going to bring it back slowly. They can't say, hey, we demand you change the rate back to $3.22 or $5 and people not get all excited. How you justify that? Because then everybody would know. Mm-hmm. So they have to do what they're doing. But we know, and I say we because I include you as part of me without all that bus stuff back there. But anyway, that we know the people we are talking to have the inside track. I just told you what was on one guy's card already. I know what they're getting to people. And we know our own bank and treasury system has told us, don't pay attention to none of that nonsense. When it happens, it's going to happen like this. This is how it's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, those are my questions, and I'm hoping they do what they say or they're saying they're going to do on Saturday. So maybe we can possibly be in the bank by next week, if not, you know, if not sooner, hopefully.
I hope they do, too. But you know what? If they don't, what happens?
We just have to wait. What else can we do?
We just get richer. We just keep buying. We just get richer. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's $50 a week. Look, let me tell you guys, everybody, I don't know, probably on this call, not everybody, but a whole lot of people, and I've seen it and heard it. What's that humming noise in the background? Seen it, heard it, everything. Checks start going out last week. They sent out 92 million checks on last Wednesday. People receive money Thursday, Friday in their bank account. They're getting stimulus checks, COVID checks. They're getting the extra $300. If you don't spend $50 out of your $1,400 or $5,000 and get richer, that's on you. I mean, I can't understand it. The government now is giving everybody a payday to at least $100, $200, invest in yourself, your future, get more dong, and take advantage of this opportunity. I didn't say put it all in there, but an extra $1 million, $2 million dong will make a difference in your life when this happens. I promise you it will. Okay. Take advantage of it.
Okay.
All right, Ray.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man. Wait, you kind of early. You got to go back in the bucket or something. No, I was just joking.
Oh,
all
man.
Right.
You're going to put me back in line? You're going to put me to the back of the line? Come on, now.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate you. All right.
Good. I know you do. All right. Long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we are now using the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile, and type in all capital letters TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us in the past, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Next up is going to be area code 951. You are on.
Yes. You hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Hey, so I just want to say good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for everything. And sorry for all the crazy text messages there, Tony. But anyway, I mean, they work for me, so I'm not apologizing for me. I apologize for everybody else.
Okay.
Anyway. Was that your rant for the day, or do we have another one coming, or?
I don't know. Depends on what you're talking about. Because I got them stored up, if you want to hear them.
My question was answered, basically, but I just want to kind of put my perspective on this. You know, it's like, so this thing, you know, everybody has all these doubts and everything like that, you know. What if it never does happen? What are you out? Just a few dollars or whatever, you know, according to what you could possibly get and everything, you know. Now, there are some people probably have quite a few, quite a bit invested into this or whatever, you know, but still, what are you out of, you know? You're not out of your life. You're not out of anything else. You can still make more money and go on with your life and everything. But the way I choose to look at this is kind of the way, what was it? I heard a saying about God one time. And it said, would you rather believe in God here, that when you die, you find out he's not there, you know, or would you rather not believe in God here, and then when you die, you find out there actually was a God, you know? So, and it's kind of like the same thing with this here, you know, do you want to believe this is going to happen? Go through life believing this is going to happen, thinking of the reward you're going to get, you know? Or do you not want to believe this is going to happen, you know? So it's up to you, you know? So I'm going to go through. I believe it's going to happen, and, hey, I'm ready for it. So anyway, I just
okay.
Want to put my stuff.
All right. Thanks, thank
guys.
You, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
281 area code. You are on.
Hey. How are you?
Hey there. KB, I'm
fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Lovely,
and
lovely.
Yourself.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So listen. So their holiday is lasting a whole week, or is that for them to stay to prolong the budget?
Wait, what holiday is it? You know?
No.
Okay. It is
Mother's
Day. It's Mother's Day.
I haven't been over there since 07.
Do what?
I said, I haven't been over there since 07. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. It's Mother's Day. so is what they were celebrating in Iraqi women. And some provinces decided to extend howitz, or how do you say it, for a week. So you don't think women are worth a week of celebration? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, we were in here. We went for a year. Okay. So, but don't you feel like, now you know you've already said it, and I feel like it, that the budget is already done, and we keep saying that. So, do you think that just Texas, you think it's just the U.S.? Doing this now?
Well, it's just like it has been in negotiations and this thing the whole time. The budget is done. The budget has been done. It's been done since November. It was agreed upon.
Right.
As changes go up and, you know, people get greedier and greedier as the last piece of cake is there, get divided up, and I want it, or I want my slice, or however you want to look at it. Things change when they aren't completed and signed off. People come up with new ideas or new reasons not to do it. The U.S. came up with a reason for them not to do it. Oh, there's a lot of noise in the background. Not to do it. I mean, we're just announcing today that there's a new $3 trillion package coming out to go with the $2 trillion package that just went. So another one coming out. Is that the reason for the delay, though? No, I don't think so. I mean, we just heard it. It's an infrastructure package. They wouldn't be delaying Iraq for that reason. But Iraq, at the last minute, they see everything is done. U.S. is under. Hey, can I get a little bit more? Which, you know, they want Kurdistan and to pay a little bit more. Or they want Kurdistan to pay for the last 14 years of what they haven't paid them in oil. Anything can be made into an argument, even though we didn't know the numbers are there. The bank has the numbers on the screen. It could go at any minute. And no, I don't think the U.S. is, but I'll know when we get our treasury information. But we don't know right now.
Okay, I got you. I was just thinking, now we've always said all along that it was done, and so I was like, well, I thought maybe the U.S. is giving Biden a chance to look everything over and say, okay, now let's do this.
No, they had time, but this is what I want you guys to do. Because you'll know, you better decide for yourself. When they finally announce the budget, when it's finally announced, and you look at it and say, oh, that's the same thing it was in November, or that's the same thing it was in January, then you'll know we knew what we were talking about when we said, oh, the budget been done. It was something else going on is the reason they didn't do it. Because the budget's going to come out just like it is right now. Kurdistan is not fighting for the 17% they were fighting 4 years ago. They're satisfied with the 12%. Baghdad is satisfied with the 250 million barrels per day, except the Sunnis decided they want more. It just doesn't work like that. And everybody has signed off on it Friday anyway, because it was supposed to go. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
To tell my granddaughter to be quiet, and she's trying to get her point across to me about her phone is on so many percent. I'm still saying, so I'm sorry, and I won't tell you what other place I was at.
Okay.
You know, Tony will definitely talk about me, Mr. Ray.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes, he will, and he's going to, after you hang up.
I know, right, and I know it. So, you know, I believe we're at the end, and so we just have to wait it out a little bit longer, not long at all. So
not
I'm
long at
go
all.
To regional. Right, I'm going to regional after I take her to urgent care, and I'm going to buy me some dogs.
Okay.
Okay, there you
have
go.
Have a good day.
All right, sweeties.
He's super fantastic. What are you doing? Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ray, let me talk about it real quick. No, I'm not actually going to talk to her.
All right,
about I do want you guys to know that, one person out of all these people on this phone, as many people as we talk to, out of all the people that follow us, one person just texted me today and told me that he lights up people's eyes when he tells them that he's super fantastic. I can't believe out of all you guys, only one other person does that. I'll just share. All right, go ahead.
All right. I could have told you that. Anyway, 310, you're on. area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. First off, I want to say you guys are great the way you handle the negativity, because I just wouldn't have the patience for it. But you guys do a great job. I don't know. Good for you. Good
Thank
for
you.
People who are on this call.
I am prematurely gray, just so you know, because I've been gray for like the last 10, 15 years, as young as I am. And I think they're just not satisfied with that. They want me to be bald on top of it. But I'm not going that way. So, all right.
For a while, anyway. So I have a question about the trusts. Because, you know, I'm hearing things that you guys say you don't need a trust to cash out, or other people say you absolutely need one. Then there's the skeleton trust, or the temporary, revocable. Then there's the permanent. So I have a irrevocable trust set up, and I plan on putting my currency money in there. But let me ask you this. This is my question. If I don't like the way things are going with this trust, is there a way, not even the way, is it possible to transfer funds to another trust down the line that I might have a little more control of, if it's irrevocable?
Okay. What role do you play in this trust right now?
Well, I think...
Are you the trustee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you're the trustee, did the grantor give you complete control, 100%?
Yes.
Then there would never be a situation where you don't like the way something's going. You're in control. You're making all the decisions.
I kind of know that, but I'm just, you know, I don't know. Let's say I know you have control, but let's say my lawyers or my auditors, my accountants, they don't like the way things are going, and they really tell me to do something, and then I don't do it. I know once I make a commitment to something, I probably have to stay in some kind of commitment, but I'm just wondering, like, if there's a way out of an irrevocable trust.
I'm here to say, that's your real question. Is an irrevocable trust irrevocable, period?
See, I guess.
That's the real question, yeah.
Is there a way out of the irrevocable trust?
Yeah.
And be able to do what? Take all the assets? And do something else with it?
Basically,
them?
Yes. Basically.
No.
Okay.
Irrevocable means irrevocable.
Yeah.
But all irrevocable means is that the grantor cannot take assets back out. You're not worried about the grantor anymore. You're the trustee running it. So irrevocable has nothing to do with you. You're not taking anything back. You didn't give it anything. You're the trustee. So you're just in charge. You're running it.
Well, I mean, it's my money that I invested the money in there, right? My
it
currency?
Was your money.
See, that's the part I don't like, I guess.
On was. You gave up the ownership to that. Well, that's the part you should really be loving. But either you didn't do something right, or whoever helped you set it up didn't teach you right. But we would not be having these conversations. See, we're having this conversation.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You have a lack of knowledge of the tools that you have and how to use them.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, let me ask a question, though. I'm talking about it. Can the assets in the irrevocable trust be transferred to another trust?
Actually, that's the exact question I was trying to ask. Sorry, it took so long.
I know. That's why I asked it for you.
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
Basically, no.
No?
No? Especially not for the way you two are thinking. No. Now, in a different thought process, there is a way to maneuver that, but not for the reasons that you're thinking. So that's why the answer for you would be no.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking something that belongs to one person, and now you want to give it to another person. That's like me taking what you own, even though you put me in charge of
it.
You still own it, and then give it to Tony.
There you go. I like this.
You would have a fit over that, wouldn't you? You would have a fit. You'd go to the police and everything. Ray took my stuff and gave it to Tony. I just told him to manage it. I didn't tell him he could give it to other people.
Yeah.
So guess what that just did for Ray? Here come the blue lights. That's embezzlement.
Okay, so just one more.
Death.
Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So do you like irrevocable or revocable?
You really are in for an education. Okay. Let's address it real quick.
Okay.
You grant something irrevocably. That means you can't change your mind and take it back. But if you do something irrevocable, you can change your mind and take it back. So you did it revocable so you can change your mind.
Yeah.
Now, I get into litigation with you and have a judgment against you. In the discovery process, we're going to learn about the revocable trust that you did because by law, you're supposed to disclose it. And when you disclose it and we learn, oh, that's a revocable trust, he can change his mind. Judge, you want to tell him to change his mind so I can get my money? Bam.
Uh-huh.
So the revocable trust didn't really protect you, did it?
No.
Not in that regard, because if you can change your mind, me and the judge can change your mind.
Yep.
Or at least he can. But...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kind of knew that part. And I realize the benefits of protecting your assets with an irrevocable trust. I do need more education on this, but I get that, what you're saying.
Okay. And you'll be able to get it if
you want
it. It'll be available for you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, and everybody something, guys. Never will be a requirement for you to have a trust. It just doesn't even make sense that you can't go exchange your own money. You'd have to give it away to a trust. These other gurus or people who are making this up tell you this, they never even mentioned trust until Ray started teaching trust. Or this one guy we had years ago, I forget what his name was, you guys know, started trying to sell people trust at $5,000 a piece and telling people they had to have his trust and they were to go and exchange their currency. Probably the same guy behind all the rest of this BS. There is no requirement for you to have a trust. It was a suggestion, alternative for people to protect their money, people in different situations, people who are on, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, medical conditions, who can't have money in their own names. It's just an alternative way for them to get things accomplished. There is no bank in the United States of America that requires you to have a trust in order to do an exchange. I doubt there's one even in the world. That whole scenario they are bringing up is full of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say one more quick one? You know, there's a range of trusts, prices anyway. They go from like 200 to, you said 5,000, but I've seen them for like 1,500. Do you think the price makes a difference on the quality of the trust, or is it just like the people who are selling it?
No, the price is not going to make a difference in the quality of the trust. It's what you're what you're buying, what that service provider is offering is what's going to make a difference in the quality of the trust. How much information, how much education, how much service after the sale, then that will justify the price. Or should in most cases. But you need to look at what am I getting? Yes, go ahead.
There's this one Chicago trust that's supposed to be like $155. And it just sounded like too good of a deal. But you know the old saying, you get what you pay for. I don't know.
Well, that's the old saying, you get what you pay for. You're right. You pay $500, expect $500 worth of service, that's it. But I guess it depends on what the attorney charges anyway, what level he is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you both very much. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
828 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't put my hand down. My answer has been, or my question's been answered.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
217 area code. Wait a minute. Let me hit it again. All right. Nope. Wrong one. 217. You're on.
Yes. You're saying buy more dung. I cannot, where I've been going, get it. So can you give me a place where I should go and get some more?
Or you checked all your local
banks? Yeah, I'm checking where I've been the two times before, two different places before.
Okay. Well, check with some places you've never checked before as far as banks. I would check with all of the banks in my range because they would be the cheapest source first. And then if there's any currency exchange businesses in your area, that would be the next place I would check. Is there a currency exchange place at the airport? You may go there and do it. Then I would go online and look for currency exchange locations as well as dealers that are just selling the currency outright on the Internet.
Yeah, I don't know how to get on the Internet or any of that anyway. So,
anyway,
then
call all the banks in your area. And then look up to see if there's any currency exchange locations in your area.
All right. Now, the ones that's worrying about what happens if we don't get the right exchange, I guess they could always go back and get what they almost put in it.
That's right.
So
I think you need to get 80%, Brett. So.
Yeah. They aren't really out all the as much as they think for. Well, I appreciate
all the
help. And I didn't think I was ever going to get on today, but I appreciate it very much. Thanks to everybody.
All right,
and,
sir.
I really enjoy the discussion about the trusts and stuff there a while ago, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, take care.
God's blessing. Bye.
Bye-bye. 773, area code. We'll squeeze you in. 773. No? Okay, we'll squeeze you out. Yep. A little too slow there. Let me see. All right, 773. I thought I heard him say, is that me?
Right.
Are you speaking, 773?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, he's saying hello. Yep, hello.
Go ahead, 773.
773.
Okay, you got some speakers on because I can hear the air in the back and you are echoing.
Yeah, the echo.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you need some better equipment. Call back next time. 503 area code. Let's get you in.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, and this is and good afternoon. This is Oregon. So
yes.
I just want to restate what I think I've been hearing, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Confusion, maybe. So I'm hearing kind of two opposite things. One is that the Iraqis have reached out to the African countries and other countries in the region, you know, having them come in and do proposals and this kind of thing. And, you know, they're kind of like going full steam ahead on this whole rebuilding and regeneration project. That's what I heard on one side. The other side is that we are having, once again, arguments in Parliament over next to nothing, and that's attempting to put a ringer in the machine and on the RV machine. And thirdly, what I'm not hearing is, where is the U.S. in all of this? And what are our diplomats doing to facilitate this exchange in the Iraq, I mean, the change of rate in the Iraqi dinar?
Okay.
So, can you-
so far, you're right. Iraq is selling today. Articles out, requests out for all Arab countries, it says, and Africa to get involved with all the projects in Iraq. Bring in your construction companies, your builders, everybody. They're asking them to do that. They are publicly saying that all the agreements with China should be taking place first part of April as well as that. So they are moving forward. They are publicly saying the issue with the budget is the Sunnis and the Shiites are arguing back and forth. First, it was the Sunnis wanted more from the Kurds, even though everybody agreed except for them. So they were holding up the vote. Now it's the Sunnis and the Shiites both had an argument, and they want the Kurds to pay more up front and put up more oil. Kurds already have an agreement. They're not even discussing it, well, even though they say they're discussing it. But they went back home, came back to Baghdad, went back home, back and forth. They're now sitting in Baghdad, everybody, waiting to sign this off. But they said they're going to take the week to talk about it. I don't know why it takes a week to talk about the same thing you've been talking about for 6 months. But, okay, that's just where they are. The U.S. right now is saying that it's going to go. I'm still waiting for the Treasury to give us an update today. But last week it was supposed to happen by Friday. We talked to them over the weekend. They said, we got time till Sunday. Could still go through until they made this announcement about next Saturday. So everybody's sitting on go again, talking about it. We don't know. And I go back to D.C. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever. He said, we really only get 30% of the information now. We may have 80 or 90% of the information by now with that close, but we don't have that other 10%. And that's the part we don't know. Why do they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again? Because it can't be about the budget. It can't be about the percentage because they're not even discussing that anymore between the 17 and 12. So now they're talking about the barrels of oil. They're not discussing that. Now they come up with, hey, we want you to pay us everything you didn't pay us back to 2014 before we sign off on the budget. That's the whole big discussion today, supposedly. We want all this back pay. That's not going to happen. Even everybody knows it because there's no money to make that happen. So why are they stalling is what we're trying to find out. When is it going to be over? But you heard everything you heard, yes, because that's what I said.
So here's the thing that I'm, you know, kind of when you look at this When you look at the situation with what our Congress and President are, you know, in the throes of right here, I'm just wondering how much attention, because now the attention seems to be on the U.S.-Mexican border issue, and I mean, it just keeps, every day there's a new issue.
Ooh, what is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's weird.
Me either. Right? Oh, okay. Listen, let me tell you something before you finish so you know. Every government, not just ours, their government has more to do than just the budget. There's a bunch of things in the budget that they're trying to get accomplished. Our government has more to do than just the stimulus package. There's other things than just the border package. Just, again, I'll tell you guys, they just announced a $3 trillion infrastructure package that they're now going to try to get through. So nobody can just concentrate on one single thing. They have to work with all of them. Will this RV affect what is going on? Absolutely. If it happened during the Clinton administration and they wiped out our whole deficit, it could happen right now, even greater. And we got to think about, and I keep going back to it, if it makes sense, when Trump needed $5 billion to build his wall, nobody could find the money anywhere. But then when we needed $2 trillion because of COVID, it came out of thin air. Now we just needed $1.9 trillion because of COVID, and they came out of thin air. And not a week after it passes, goes through, now they put a $3 trillion package on the table. Where does all this money come from? Out of thin air. It comes from the RV that's about to happen. It comes from the money they're putting in the economy. It comes from what we're going to do. That's the whole plan. It's just like the GCR. It doesn't happen without Iraq. There's no money to pay for it if they don't do the GCR. So we can go backwards or forward. We can go Iraq, foundation, great. GCR enhances everybody's economy. And from the GCR, we can get this $3 trillion package and rebuild America. And I know you guys are going to sound corny to you, but make America great again. Because somebody got mad at Fox and they used that. But look at the logical steps of where we're going. How does that happen? Everybody say, where does the money come from? They say that, but they never explain it to us on TV. Where does that come from? Where did you get $4 trillion when you couldn't come up with $5 billion? Now, where do you get another $3 trillion when you haven't explained where the $4 trillion just came from? We know because we're on the inside. We know what's getting ready to happen with the economy and how they're going to explode it. But everybody else doesn't know. But to your point, they cannot and will not concentrate on one singular thing. But they are doing it. The Treasury is working this. I'm talking to the Treasury. They are working this. Okay?
Well, that's good to know because that was the – and the other thing I just kind of want to stick in here for those who may not quite figure this out is that these packages, these COVID packages, are basically what they're doing is in addition to keeping people somewhat alive, and I use that somewhat in a not – ample term, what they are actually doing is they are priming the pump for our economy, and for every dollar that the government spends, they get back 1.62 in the economy, and that's a damn good investment in my book when you can get 100.
Okay, we're going to need to wrap this one up.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, let me say this real quick so you guys know, they did announce today because Somebody sent me something about Social Security and everything and not getting their checks. They're sending them out today. They're sending out more checks today, more direct deposits today. They've already made that announcement. So check your bank account. All right, Ray, ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, guys, I know it's Monday. Supposed to be fun day Monday. But we'll do what we do. Everything is still a go. I know they said charity, but everybody else is saying it could be any minute now, with the exception of Texas. And we'll know. Up till then, let's just keep going forward knowing that it's going to happen. When something changes and every bank in every state is on alert or in position, we are going to let you know, even if it's an hour before, 2 hours before. That's when you should get really, really or super excited. Right now, just be excited by the fact that it's coming to an end. We know it, and we're closer to it. That doesn't mean it's tomorrow. That doesn't mean that it's Saturday, which I'm hoping it is Sunday. But it means we are still moving forward. It's coming out more and more. So do what I'm going to do. Have a great, super fantastic day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. I'm telling you, it'll change a moment in your life. May even change the rest of your life once you see the effect of it. So, all right. If we get anything, we'll tweet it out, put it in the form, or we'll do another call. That's what it takes. So, until then, enjoy your day. Right?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us on this marvelous-er Monday. We'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday. See what happens between now and then. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it. Yes, he will. I believe.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your marvelous-er Monday.
Hot air. It's hot. So hot and cool.